What comes next? We send it out to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
For those that didn't know, I had a wrist injury. This lasted for a little while, and he promised me that that would get fixed. And for Clark to be here and to help me through those injuries. And actually, I have two funny stories, but one Hunter actually got the bad end of. But busted my eardrum about 3 days before SECs last year, and Clark's the one that had to deal with that. And while the team flew on a private jet to Sea Island, Hunter had to drive me 8 hours, so couldn't fly in an airplane, but later found out that I was able to. And a little behind the scenes, a couple people do know, but I was actually at this past USAM, I was at Dave and Buster's, and there's a little clown game where clowns pop up and you throw a ball at it. And I was at Corey was there and a couple other people, but I got done and literally couldn't pick up my shoulder, couldn't raise my arm. And called Clark, and immediately I got, I was like, man, what'd you do now? He did whatever he did, all his crap that I had with me, and I was after the quarterfinals and came out in the semis and couldn't feel a thing. So thank you. Not a lot of people know that, but I seriously don't know if I'd have been able to continue to play through that. To GSC and Kev for dealing with everything that a lot of people don't see and putting up with people that I don't have to put up with. He does a lot of work for me, and I can't thank him enough. He supported me from the very beginning, before I think agents were allowed to follow. Kev was watching me, and I just want to thank him, and again, looking forward to going on this journey with Kev. But hopefully, I apologize if I'm missing anybody. But I truly do have the best team, and I'm very grateful to say that, and I mean that wholeheartedly. But at this time, I do want to announce that I am turning professional. I'm accepting my PGA Tour membership, and I'm going to debut at the Pebble Beach AT&T Pro-Am. Thank you.
Questions for Nick only. Just raise your hand if you have a question. We'll bring the mic over. Let's start in the back of the room on the right. We got a mic coming your way, Ryan.
Nick, congratulations. For someone I'm sure that's been playing golf and dream of this your whole life, did you think it would be at this age, at this time? Is that the dream? I mean, I know you've been in big tournaments to get to this point, but to be this age and to be able to do this in front of college teammates is pretty cool.
No, I had no idea. It's crazy that Hunter and Kev mentioned it. It's a week today that the first round started, and a week ago, if you'd have told me that I had the opportunity to live out my dream as a 20-year-old, it's pretty surreal, but it's also scary. There's a lot of changes, and Coach Sewell has been gracious enough. I'm gonna continue to live here and hang out with the guys and at least live out some of my college life for the rest of this year. But I'd like to keep that the same moving forward. But no, it's an incredible opportunity, and I'm very grateful for it.
Left side of the room here.
Nick, you mentioned it's been a pretty chaotic time over the last few days. I just was wondering when you found the clarity to make this decision, and with whom you sort of found the clarity.
Well, I had said it in some interviews there. There's a lot of people that this affected, and one of the reasons I wanted to back out of Farmers was to come back and talk with Coach and my family and my teammates. It was, and I had told them they were the, what's up, Grizz? They were the first people that I had told on Tuesday, but it was the easiest, hardest decision I've ever had to make by far. It was clear that I did want to play professional golf, and it was a golden opportunity to do that with what the PGA Tour is has provided. But telling them was the hardest thing, that I was leaving mid-year and I wasn't going to get to play, you know, the rest of the season out with them. Obviously, I didn't plan on that. They didn't plan on that. And it's just, unfortunately, it's part of life. But like I said, I was given a really cool opportunity, and I wanted to try to chase that.
Down the left side here, Chase.
Nick, who did you lean on the most to help you make this decision?
My family and Coach Sewell, Brett, everybody. Everybody had a say, and I was, you know, very fortunate that everybody had kind of had the same opinion about it. And, you know, my teammates were awesome about it. They're very supportive, and I think that, you know, kind of goes back to the family that Alabama has. And like I said, they were very supportive and wanted me to chase my dream.
Standing up on the back left of the room there.
Nick, congratulations. When you're mentioning the likes of Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, in terms of what they've accomplished early in their careers, how much does that motivate you yourself to want to go be great?
A lot, just because that's, you know, who I grew up watching. And that's who, if you're, you know, grow up playing golf, you always wanted to be like Tiger, be like Phil, and to be compared to them is why, you know, I practiced and work out and do everything that I do, is to be on that level and be under that stage. So to be considered with Tiger and Phil is pretty remarkable, and I know 10 and 11 and 12 year old me would be pretty happy right now.
Second row on the left, Matthew.
Nick, you're from Birmingham. You lived in Huntsville. You're going to school in Tuscaloosa. What's it sort of been like being able to represent the state of Alabama here on the biggest stage?
It's really cool. You know, like I said, I grew up in Birmingham and grew up dreaming about coming to school here and playing golf for Coach Sewell. He's got an incredible reputation for churning out tour players and, you know, played with two just in the tournament last week with Wilson Furr and Justin. So to be able to do that and to represent Alabama and the University of Alabama a little bit moving forward is something that I always hold very close to me. And, you know, that's why there's going to be a script day on my bag forever.
Front row, Kirk.
First of all, congratulations, Nick. That was exciting to watch and also interesting. I know golf, the kind of game it is, but it looked like the pros were really kind of cheering you on.
They were. They had a and Sam and Justin as well. They're obviously competing and they're, you know, it's a job. They're playing for their living and playing for to win themselves. But kind of the way they treated me and rooted me on, especially the last couple of holes, was really cool. And even throughout the week, the kind of, you know, good playing, keep it up, like rooting for you from all the guys was really neat. And they didn't treat me any different because I had an A next to my name. And they, you know, they treated me like I was one of them, which was really cool and comforting for me.
Up on the right.
Nick, how good does it feel that the next time you win, you'll actually be able to touch the prize money?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. But, I mean, even just the opportunity to play there and against those guys was worth the price of admission for me. And, you know, if you'd have said, I said it out there, would you take the prize money or win on the PGA Tour? I'd say win on the PGA Tour every time.
Okay, we got time for one or two more questions for Nick.
Calling it the easiest, hardest decision he's ever had to make, Nick Dunlap, who won on Sunday at the American Express as an amateur, has turned professional, accepting PGA Tour membership. We'll see him out at Pebble Beach next week. Exempt on tour through 2026, gains entry into all remaining signature events, including Pebble Beach, as invitations to the Masters, PGA Championship, and the U.S. Open in 2024. Does forego the Open, but can find a way to play his way into that as well later on this year. Has exemption for the Century in 2025. Rex, we saw some tears and a lot of gratitude for his time in Tuscaloosa.
I think we saw the emotion that went into this, and he also talked about he is someone that is always, he was going to go to his coaches, to his family, yeah. Brett McCabe, all of the people in his life who helped get him to where he is right now. He wanted them part of that decision. What is interesting to me is it sounds like he'd already pretty much made up his mind, at least when he was leaving the American Express on Sunday night, because this is an opportunity you can't miss. You just pointed out the things he had. I just kind of added it up off the top of my head. Between now and the end of June, he has 11 starts, and that includes major championships, signature events, the Players' Championship. That is a full schedule, and that's why I think this decision had to happen so quickly.
At this time, I do want to announce that I am turning professional. I'm accepting my PGA Tour membership, and I'm going to debut at the Pebble Beach AT&T Pro-Am. Thank you.
Let's take another look at the moment that the golf world is still buzzing about. Alabama sophomore Nick Dunlap took down some of the best players in the world at the American Express to become the first amateur in 33 years to win on the PGA Tour. And this morning, you just heard it, the announcement that he was turning professional. And then he made another big decision to join us on Golf Today. Great to have Nick with us on this Thursday. Congratulations. Some real talk. How'd you sleep last night? A couple of hours, a fitful night, or did you sleep like a baby?
Not great. I had adrenaline, I think, running into the very early parts of the morning. But no, it's, you know, really special and really cool. And, you know, just grateful to be here.
Can you describe the emotions that you've experienced, not just today, but since Sunday when you sunk that six-footer and made history?
It's a little overwhelming. A lot of text and, you know, a lot of congratulations, but all really good problems. And, you know, I've got a lot of support from a lot of different people and, you know, multiple people saying that I've inspired them to play golf or I've inspired their kid, which is really special for me to hear.
Nick, what was your decision-making process like? The people you spoke to, was it 1,000% go pro? Did you have any holdouts? What was it like?
Yeah, I think it was an easy decision, but it was a hard one. Playing on the PGA Tour and playing in majors and doing what I was able to do last weekend has always been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. And I feel like I had the golden ticket to try to do that. But then again, leaving my teammates, you know, mid-year and having to, you know, feeling like I'm leaving them to dry a little bit was difficult for me. And it's something that, you know, kind of weighed heavily on my decision. And another reason I wanted to come back and talk to them. And they were the first ones to hear my decision and Coach Sewell as well. And, you know, just kind of the support I've got from them from last weekend and moving forward, it's been really cool.
Now, Nick, you gave some really interesting, insightful anecdotes about sort of your career at Alabama during your press conference earlier this morning. Can you give me a specific piece of advice as you've gone through this process and made the decision to turn pro?
I think it's happened so quickly that I don't think anybody knew it was coming. You know, if I'd have missed the putt, skipped class yesterday. And, you know, there's lots of it's been going on. And obviously if I missed that putt, then, you know, I'm playing in 3 weeks at Watersound. So a lot that's happened. And like I said, I don't think anybody, you know, saw this coming this early and I didn't either, but it's something that, you know, it's a really cool opportunity that I think I'd be crazy not to take.
Nick, the professional landscape is a complicated place right now. Did you consider LIV Golf? Did they contact you, for example?
You know, I think everybody has their own personal situation, whether that's, you know, financially or you know, that's a decision that each player has to make based on themselves or their family. And, you know, I don't fault anybody for going. Everybody's got their own situation. But, you know, me personally, like I you know, like I said, I'm accepting my PGA Tour membership and I'm looking forward to playing some of the cool places that the PGA Tour provides and, you know, kind of going that way.
You don't have a lot of room to enjoy and sort of absorb this decision, but what are you looking forward to as you turn pro, join the PGA Tour next week, Pebble Beach, and a lot of events after that?
Learning, obviously, you know, last week doesn't change how unfamiliar I am with the courses and how the PGA Tour works. So it's I'm going to go there and learn and kind of take this first year and however long it takes is a learning curve. And I've got some some really influential people around me that are going to help me throughout the way with Brett and Coach Sewell trying to point me in the right direction and, you know, get me in contact with the correct people, you know, moving forward. And I'm going to kind of lean on them throughout this process.
Nick, on that note, so many of these professionals, they have teams, caddies, managers, sports psychologists, trainers, chefs. What will it be like for you trying to put together a team very quickly?
Chefs might be a new one, but Brett McCabe, he's worked with me for a long time, and he's known me since I was a little brat running around Greystone at 10, 11 years old. And, you know, just kind of the impact he's had on me is a lot more than people realize and people can see from the outside. But I think that's something that is a little hectic in my life right now and trying to figure all that out, trying to figure out who all I kind of want in my circle and on my team. And that's something that, you know, I'm going to make mistakes on moving forward and I'm going to learn from. And I think that's kind of part of it.
Now, you have some built-in sounding boards already on the PGA Tour. We talked about your relationship with Sam Burns. You had the opportunity to play with Justin Thomas. Have you gotten any advice from the players who are on the PGA Tour, maybe some things you need to look forward to or look out for?
I mean, even Justin, you know, as he pulled me in for a hug last week Sunday, he's like, I mean, just enjoy this, man. He's like, you're a PGA Tour winner forever, and that's never going to change. And I think that's finally starting to settle in a little bit. You know, I've cried multiple times just out of the blue of realizing that I'm, you know, going to get to live out my dream at 20 years old. And that's, you know, it's really cool, but also, you know, kind of like he says, you know, there's going to be ups and downs and that's golf. There's, you know, there's highs and you got to ride the highs, but there's also going to be lows. And, that's, you know, part of the cool thing about the game of golf is you never know when that's going to happen, and that's what makes the highs so special.
Nick, has it been an adjustment having all these eyeballs on you, people in Tuscaloosa knowing who you are and beyond Alabama as well?
A little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm not used to all of this and all the cameras and everything like that, but it's also really cool, you know, to get recognized at Bryant Denny this past fall and Coleman last night, and to see the support that everybody's given me has been really cool. And the Alabama fan base behind me has been very supportive and something that, you know, I'll cherish forever.
Now, your mom and dad were there on Sunday at the American Express. They enjoyed that moment so much. What has it been like the last couple of days for them? What did they say about your decision?
A couple people had mentioned that every time they put the camera on my mom, she started crying. But they've done so much for me. And even, you know, for the U.S. Junior a couple of years ago, they drove, you know, all the way through the night, got there early in the morning, and, you know, then walked 36 holes to watch me play golf. And obviously, you know, they've got jobs. They got to take care of my dog that I rescued a couple of years ago. And just to, you know, kind of see them drop everything and come and support me. And they flew out last weekend, and it was really special for me to see them there and to witness that with them. And, you know, family's everything. And you know, they've always been there for me.
Your mom had tears on Sunday. You had tears this morning. Nick, what will you miss the most about Bama?
Oh gosh, I don't know where to start with that one. Everything from the staff, obviously, teammates and my coach, and just this place. It's you know, it's where I always wanted to go to school. It was, you know, a dream of mine to play under Coach Sewell, and obviously he's got a reputation for churning out tour players, and kind of be under his guidance here is something that I will miss, and hopefully he allows me to come back and practice with the guys, and for him to give me some chipping lessons. He's pretty knowledgeable in that area, and everything. Honestly, I'm gonna stay here for the next couple of months and you know, hang out with the guys, play with them. I want to at least keep that the same since everything else had changed, and I can come back and you know, enjoy being a college kid again.
Now, I'm sure your cell phone has been blowing up really over the last few hours, and especially after the announcement this morning. Kind of a twofold question here. One, did you get a text message from Coach Saban? And two, who else reached out to you that you were a little surprised by?
Coach Saban called right after he called Coach Sewell, and I was able to talk to him for a little while, which was pretty neat. I've spent a little bit of time around him at our facility, he comes out there and hits some balls and chips and putts. And it's cool for me to see that because obviously he's, you know, he's such a big figure around campus here and college football and in football in general. So to be able to spend time with him and for him to call me was pretty cool. But I had a call from President Trump right after, which was pretty neat. You know, to my agent, Kevin, had said that should be expecting a call. And, you know, as soon as you pick up the phone and hear his voice, you kind of know immediately who it is. So to get a call from him and, you know, past president is pretty neat that he was watching and supporting me. And, you know, that's really cool.
Nick, you've given us the story of 2024, and that's saying a lot considering the winners we've seen so far. Congratulations on your decision. We'll see you in the professional ranks.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me on.
And there he is, Nick Dunlap, an amateur no more, card-carrying member, professional on the PGA Tour.